This episode contains content that is definitely not suitable for children, so your discretion is advised. Hey all you hentai lovers, welcome to the 15th hentai episode of the Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast.
Hi.
Oh my god.
Yeah?
Our homepage is www.aaapodcast.com. And on this website, you will find a wonderful forum and lots of sausage!
Sausage in the buns!
Oh my god, it hurts.
I know. Picked up a pair of those boxers with the sausage in the buns.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that's good to hear. At least you get some of that money back.
Indeed.
Although, Cafe Press takes most of it. Bastards.
Yeah. Yeah, jerks.
So anyway, what do we have in store for this episode? We're going to... Roko and I have geniusly crafted a list of 20 male and female characters from anime. And we are going to randomly select one of each and pair them off and talk about what it would be like if these two characters had sex and what it would be like if they had a child.
Oh, goodness.
As wonderful or as scary as each scenario could be. I think mostly good. You know, I think we tried to make sure that there were some eccentric choices in there, but we'll see. So, and then after we're done with that, I have an anime review to do, or a hentai review, on a hentai called Mizuki Kanojo, which is a pretty good hentai, actually. So, let's not waste any time.
All right.
I'm going to let you be the number picker, Roko, because I will
generate the random numbers.
So,
I click generate.
Generate.
I have a 15.
All right.
And... another 15.
Alright, so the random pairing is Ippo from Hajime no Ippo and Horo from Spice and Wolf. So it's like a brown-haired dude that loves boxing and a wolf deity.
Apparently he's into bestiality.
Apparently so, and he would probably be punching her in the back of the head while giving it to her from behind.
Donkey punch.
Donkey punch, yep.
Donkey punch that ass.
If he does it too many times, though, she probably will get pissed at him and transform into her wolf form and eat it and try to eat him.
Give him some rabies.
Yep.
She's kind of hot, though. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. You cannot go on Google Images and type in anything like Horo and not get massive amounts of hentai.
Oh, dude, there'll be so much doujinshi for Horo. There's, like, a ridiculous amount.
Oh, fan art, nice.
Well, that's what doujinshi is. Anyway, but like these, it's so funny that you picked this pairing because Ippo is like the most roughly drawn character. You know, it's like a dude's anime, so they don't care if it looks pretty. And Horo is like obviously drawn very beautifully. So you would have such an odd child. Would the sheer ugliness of Ippo be the dominant trait in the Punnett square, or would? Or would the sheer hotness of Horo shine through and create a child that was at least acceptable by society?
Well, according to the law of Punnett squares, at least 25% of those children are going to be both not hot and roughly drawn. So,
save 25% chance. I mean, I gotta imagine they would
25%
only have,
chance of having a defective child.
I mean, they've got to only have one kid. I mean, Ippo's pretty much brain dead anyway.
I wonder what the incubation period for a wolf boxing child would be. A human wolf boxing child.
He'd probably bust out of the wound with like an uppercut after like the fifth month.
Donkey punch his way out of the pussy.
He totally would. Okay, so that's fine. You want to pick another pairing for us?
Generating. 17. In 3.
This is so random. Okay, so on the guy's side we have Most Dangerous Geist.
Oh god.
And Rio from Rio Rainbow Gate.
Rio.
So
from Rio Rainbow Gate.
You've got one of the hottest, at least in my opinion, one of the hottest female anime characters of recent years. And Most Dangerous Geist, who will literally kill everybody he sees and doesn't care what it is, who it is, and I don't know, urinate on them or something. Something horrible. Because Geist doesn't care. He's Geist, damn it, and he's dangerous.
He's dangerous. She's hot, though. I don't know if she's the hottest.
She's so hot, but you know what? These two wouldn't even have sex. So that's a pretty simple answer, because
he would just slaughter her.
In one point in Most Dangerous Geist, Roko, there's a chick that, like, wants to use him to, you know, claim military power, because he's, like, a super weapon.
Right.
And so she's trying to have sex with him, so she basically forces herself on him. And he's emotionless and, like, cold as ice, so he's just lying on the bed, and he just bitch slaps her, and he's like, bitch, get your fucking pussy off me.
Oh,
he just bitch slaps her. He doesn't want to have any of that, so. And this chick was hot, so they wouldn't even have kids.
Does he slaughter her afterwards?
He did. Everybody in that anime dies, but even if they had a kid, he would kill it and probably eat it.
Oh my god. Would he have his way with it first? Oh man, I found a nice picture of Ryo in a Santa Claus outfit. Carrying a nice big bag of goodies.
You should send that one to me.
I should.
I smell a new wallpaper.
Yeah.
So, that's about it. I mean, Geist would just kill everybody. So, wouldn't really.
All right. So, we have a 1 and an 11. What does that spit out for us, Mitsugi?
I'm trying to get this Santa Claus picture up.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Not gonna lie.
It's really good. Oh my god. Oh.
Yeah, well, Ryo is super hot. She'd look good in anything. Even though they make her tits look really small in that picture. One.
I think she's only really hot because of her eyes.
One and 11?
Yes.
Onizuka from Great Teacher Onizuka and Sailor Mars.
Oh, man.
They have pretty hot kids. I mean, Sailor Mars. Sailor Mars is probably the hottest Sailor Scout.
Yeah, I'd say so. They probably wouldn't be very smart.
That's probably true. Well, you know what? I don't really know. I can't really tell if Onizuka is smart or not, because he does some pretty amazing things. It's, you know, he does ace that one test.
He does ace that one test. He does.
It's all this fish.
That is true. Maybe he's just lazy and not driven academically.
You know what, Roko, to be quite honest, I'm just happy that Onizuka gets some at all. I don't care if it's Sailor Mars or whoever.
Yes! That's so true.
Fuyutsuki was not putting out in that anime. She was not going to have it.
She was not having it at all. It was close. Close. Almost had some pity sex, but no. The kids had to screw it up for Onizuka.
I mean, it's really pity sex for both of them, because neither of them were getting anything. So that wasn't quite as interesting of a pairing, but I am glad that Onizuka finally lost his virginity.
Yes. Yay!
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 All right, second number set. We got a 20 and a 14.
Oh my god. Devilman from the Devilman OVA and May from Torturo.
Oh my god. You're a sick fuck.
I am a sick fuck. Devilman would just
We're gonna go to jail.
He would rip off her nipples. She's only four, for God's sake.
My god.
There's actually a scene in Devilman, I think, where someone, some devil, was eating a kid. Like it's a fucking corn on the cob. So, I imagine May's pretty much fucked.
Yeah.
Split open like
Thanksgiving turkey.
She's fucked, but not fucked. Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. The bad kind of fucked.
All right, so pick another one.
Seeing as how she's four, I don't really think they could have kids.
You know, that's probably true. I mean, I think you'd have to be at least 10 to pull that off, redneck or not.
This is true. All right, so the next set.
Yeah, we're blazing through these.
We got a 7 and a 12.
All right, so this next pairing doesn't seem quite as interesting as a couple of the others, but that's going to happen. It's
Kenshin. So what is it?
Kenshin Himura from Rurouni Kenshin and the Major from Ghost in the Shell.
Oh.
Now she's not even human, so I don't think cyborg, android. So
something like that.
You had to have some crazy lube because I imagine that like metal vagina doesn't really work too well.
No, probably lots of chafing.
But at the same time, Kenshin's penis is probably like ridiculously small.
I mean, it's probably right.
It's got to be so small. I mean,
it must never get used.
Truly.
Truly not. For that one, that truly would not be the way of Kenshin.
Kenshin does he does kind of have sex with a chick though in Samurai X OVA, so at least he's not a virgin.
I talked to that chick. She said it was terrible.
She didn't look terrible in the show, but.
Oh my gosh! I just found the most horrifying picture of Totoro I think I've ever seen in my life.
Are you, really?
Send it oh my over. God! Let me send this to you. This is, oh my god! I think I'm gonna have nightmares. That God! I gotta get that off my screen. That's truly horrifying. My gosh!
Holy shit!
Look at that! Is that not scary? Holy shit!
Who the fuck made that picture? That's sick. It's like Torturo with a giant. I can't even describe this picture.
Oh my god!
It's like what?
Do you see the guy inside the mouth, way back in the corner, with the rest of the body parts?
What we're looking at is a picture of Torturo that's been obviously very skillfully modified on Photoshop, and they have like the white part of his stomach modified to be like a giant gaping mouth, like a huge, like half, like 60% of his body is mouth. And there's, like, razor-sharp teeth all around it. And inside of his mouth is, like, a couple chomped-up corpses. And there's, like, blood all over the place. And it's a picture of him standing at the bus stop next with Satsuki. And she's looking noticeably disturbed.
With a holding a shotgun in one hand and an umbrella in the other.
Oh, true. And the umbrella's covered with blood. Oh, and Totoro has, like, spindly, like...
Yeah, it's spindly root-looking hands for arms, but they're covered in blood, and the top of his mouth is like dripping like
that's
tree roots
crazy.
Coming off the top of a cave, and his eyes are like blood red, but like pin-sized. It's like, oh, that's so scary. We have to post that on the forum.
I gotta admit that it kind of reminds me of somewhat of the movie Insidious. Anyway, Rogo, pick another pairing for us.
That movie's terrible, by the way.
I saw it already. I thought it was alright.
The acting was terrible. We have an 11.
It's a horror
movie.
And
we have a 14.
It's a horror movie.
You're a horror movie.
Pick another
this picture.
Pick another girl. We already used 14.
9.
All right. Lupin from Lupin the Third and Chi from Chobits.
Oh.
Well, the first task.
Dick in my pussy. Thank you, please.
The first task is to find the on switch.
Indeed. I don't think Lupin would have much trouble doing that.
Lupin's kind of a player.
He is a player.
I don't know, though. I think I would take Fujiko over Chi.
Yeah, I think I would, too. I don't know, though. I like defiling those innocent girls.
I can't really expect sex with Chi to be that good, though. I mean, first of all, she's a robot. And second of all, she's not going to know what she's doing.
You could program her. You could download an app online. Go to the App Store.
Sex app?
The Persicon App Store.
At the same time, she would probably be really subservient.
Indeed, she would. And afterwards, she'd go and she'd cook you dinner.
Dinner. I'm hungry.
Fujiko would have you cooking dinner.
Fujiko probably can't cook. That's a good point. But they would
but
just go...
I also don't... I don't think Chi can have kids.
They downloaded an app for that.
Oh, yeah, the pregnancy app, right.
Yeah, pregnancy app, duh. Get with it.
Of course. I know. What am I thinking? Good lord.
I mean, she basically becomes human at the end anyway, right? So.
Kind of. For some reason, like, I can't stop looking at this picture of Totoro. It's horrifying.
Yeah, we'll have to post that on the forum. You should post it, Roko. Post it someplace. It's fucked up.
I will.
Really fucked up.
It's really fucked up.
Knowing you, Knowing you, I kind of expected the picture to be like some really horrible like meat spin or something when I clicked on it, but it actually was a horrible picture of Torturo.
Oh, well, thank you. Next time I'll try to trick you.
Probably have nightmares now after looking at this. Thank you.
I know, right? My gosh.
It's really well done. Anyway, we need another pairing here.
2 and 10.
Kentaro Oe from Golden Boy and Faye Valentine from Cowboy Bebop.
Kids are obviously going to be hot.
Here's how it would go. Faye would get out of the shitter. Kentaro would go... You've seen Golden Boy, right, Roko?
Yeah, it's been a long time ago.
Kentaro would go into the shitter after she gets out and, like, rub his face all over the toilet seat. God. And then Faye would come in and, like, kick him in the head because he's perverted.
Yeah.
And then threaten to shoot him with a gun.
And then he would smooth talk her and then have his way with her.
My God.
Over the toilet.
Golden Boy was such a sexual anime. Do you remember the episode with the girl that had a motorcycle fetish?
Yes, I do. And she would rev her motorcycle to get off.
Unbelievable. The things that they got away with on that show. But yeah, they probably have pretty decent looking kids. I mean, Kentaro is a law student at Tokyo University, and Faye strikes me as being somewhat intelligent also. So you're probably gonna have smart kids.
Indeed, crafty
kids
with large tits and a thin waist. Mmm.
Yeah. Unless they're a dude.
Nice ass. Unless they're a dude, in which case they'll have a giant wang.
Huge wang. Tripod wang.
Tripod wang. Kickstand wang. So we got I just rolled a 20 and then a 1.
All right, we've already done the 20 for the guys. So pick another one.
7.
Already done a 7.
2.
Done that one also.
4.
Okay. Random tentacle monster. I had to throw that in there, right? And Sawa from Kite.
Oh, she probably liked that.
I'm on like a kite fix lately since we talked about it in the last episode, the most violent anime episode.
Yeah.
That anime has some fucking incredible action scenes in it.
It does. And then it has some awesome sex scenes in it too.
That scene where she takes on 4 guys in the bathroom. And they end up blowing up half the building. That's fucking awesome scene.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I just found a website where you can buy her her really weird-looking earrings, Sawa's earrings.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the tentacle monster would probably just fucking rape the hell out of Sawa, because she's pretty hot.
That's probably how it would go. Probably lift her off the ground and just force its way in so deep that it would cause... come out of her mouth, causing internal and bleeding and tissue ripping and all kinds of goodness.
Depending on the tentacle monster, it might use like one of those drills too. You never know.
Oh, that's true.
I feel kind of bad for the anime girls that have to have sex with those kinds of, with that particular variety of tentacle monster.
Yeah, me too. It's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it.
But, I mean, if they had a kid, that'd just be fucked up. I mean, it would come out looking like an aloe plant. Spiky and green.
Yes.
God damn
it. And it would like to give head, too.
What?
She gives a lot of head in that anime. For that hentai.
So the aloe plant's gonna give head?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. It won't even have a mouth. Besides, aloe plants are spiky. I'm gonna have to.
Yeah.
Oh,
a little pleasure with your pain.
I mean, you mean a little pain with your pleasure?
Whatever.
Anyway, seriously, Kite is a good. Kite's a pretty good anime. I kind of recommend it without the sex, though. I mean, it's kind of out of place.
Yeah, a little bit.
So the non-director's cut version of that has no sex in it, but it's
Man, if I was playing D&D right now, I'd be getting a lot of critical hits.
Why is that?
I just rolled another 20.
Is that, oh, that's a critical hit?
Yeah, with a 3. Well, it's a potential critical. Anyways,
well, you're gonna
20 and a 3.
You're going to have to re-roll.
Okay, 7.
Roll it again.
1.
Alright, I'm going to have to start just picking from the list of people that are still available. So, alright, reroll for the dudes. We'll just do, how about 2 more? 2 more.
12.
12 is still there, and now one for the girl.
19.
Alright. Spike from Cowboy Bebop, and Marlene Angel from Blue Gender.
Marlene Angel from Blue Gender.
Marlene Angel is a pretty hot anime character. Man, we should have paired her with a tentacle monster.
Yeah?
I don't know if you ever saw Blue Gender, but, I mean, that whole anime is just full of, like, tentacle monsters. Actually, every single monster in the anime looks like it has a giant vagina on it.
God.
I'm fucking serious. Google it. It has a
clit
and everything.
Blue Gender.
Blue Gender monster.
Blue Gender monster. Go. Googling.
First picture. Straight
first
up.
First picture. Giant clitoris.
Little kid with a dog. Little girl with a dog, right?
Yeah.
You see it? Giant.
Blue Gender monster? No, I don't.
All right, I'll send it to you.
Okay, send it to me.
But seriously, those of you that have seen Blue Gender, this is being gay. It's just forwarding me to some kind of a bullshit TV tropes website. It's so annoying. If you Google Blue Gender monster, it'll be the first image. But it couldn't be closer to a vagina with a clit on top, honestly. With vagina dentata though, because they all have teeth. But I digress. Spike and Marlene would make some pretty hot kids, probably.
I think so.
I mean, Marlene's hot, and, you know, except for that horrible green hair, Spike's supposedly pretty hot too.
You like Spike?
Do I like Spike?
Mm-hmm.
He's an alright character.
Does he get you wet?
I'd rather have Space Pirate Cobra in my hentai, to be honest. But you haven't picked him yet, so.
Space Pirate Cobra, yeah, he's definitely a player.
He probably put his cigar out in Marlene's vagina after he was done.
Probably burn off her clitoris, so she can't enjoy anything after him. Just burn it off.
He'd be the last.
Singe it nice and slow.
Oh, no, you like it with a cigar in your twat.
Pulled out a blade, polished it, shoved it up her piss hole.
She bled everywhere.
She started going to the bathroom a little bit, number 1 and 2.
iTunes is gonna remove us off their service. yeah, right, so,
ready?
Yeah.
16.
And the final girl?
16.
16 and 16?
Yeah.
This is extremely random. We've got Torturo, who we've been talking about the whole friggin' time.
I know.
And
can we make it the horror Totoro?
No, I kind of like fuzzy Torturo better.
I don't know. I like the horror Totoro.
He would just eat her, though. There's no point. And Sakura from Naruto. Sakura.
Yeah, she's boring.
I know. Well, you picked it. I mean,
I know.
Sakura is another one of those characters that never gets any sex. She clearly,
it's true. She, it's because she's too much of a fucking prude.
She clearly wants to have sex with, whatever the fuck the Uchiha guy's name is.
Can we make this Sakura from Sakura Diaries instead? Because she's hot. And she got big boobs and THO all the time.
But that girl's not, like, that girl's name wasn't Sakura.
Yes, it is.
No,
it's not.
It's not.
Oh well, the cover girl from Sakura, whatever her name is.
She has, like, a stupid name. I can't remember what it is. That anime's terrible anyway. But
yeah, it is.
But that girl was hot. Man, I remember when I bought that, I was, like, 15, and I bought it from Sam Goody and thought it was porn. So I was so, like, excited about it. And I popped it in, and it was about as close to hentai as you could get without actually being hentai, so it was a real letdown.
Oh, no, you should have just downloaded it online like every other horny kid does.
Yeah, but that was like, you know, I don't even know.
I guess we were back on AOL back then, huh?
Yeah, that was like 2000. You could never have downloaded shit.
Oh, man, 36K internet. Woo!
We didn't even get 36K. We were excited with 3KB.
I'm talking about no 36K connection.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, man. I tell you what. Anyway, right, I think we left some good ones on the board, but... I mean, what can you do? We didn't pick Roko.
That's sad.
And
should we pair Roko with a randomly generated anime girl?
No, we're done.
Okay.
It's done. We did.
It's over.
We did 12.
It's over, man. It's over.
We did about half of them. So, gotta save the rest for next time.
I suppose. But you have a hentai to review, right?
I do have a hentai. It's called... What was it called? It's called Mizugi Kanojo. And this is a really weird hentai. Not because it's not that really that unusual, but they have certain fetishes that they really emphasize in this show. I don't even really know what to tell you this anime is about. I mean, all they do is have sex in it. And they have like... God, let me see if I can find a synopsis. I honestly has no story at all. I mean, there's random ninja sex scenes. It's honestly kind of like a cross between Sora no Ito, Mizu no Ito, and La Blue Girl. It's got a really high rating for a hentai on News Network. It says that... something about girls that like to have sex with while wearing swimsuits... one of them is a descendant of a female ninja that specializes in sex combat, much like La Blue Girl. And
oh, interesting.
She beats her enemies through sex draining out their life force via sex, kind of like a succubus, maybe. And basically, I guess, all right, this makes sense. The spirit of her ancestor awakens, and she basically starts, like, fucking her boyfriend to death, and he ends up in the hospital. Okay, so here's how it goes down. You've got this sex ninja whose name is Ku, and there's a scene where she's being chased down by three male ninjas, and this is actually a really good hentai. The sex, it's censored, but the sex scenes are really good, and the ninjas catch her, and... Little do they know that she's like a super experienced sex fighter, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
You know, they even have like techniques, like this one guy's name. This one guy's just like tornado penis or something. It's unbelievable. But she basically fucks all three of them until they're like drained, completely drained sexually. Well, you know, I kind of skipped around in this one a little bit, but it makes sense because there's another pair of people who. The girl's obsessed with having sex. She's obsessed with fucking in her swimsuit, and she finds like the tightest swimsuit she can, to the point where like you could never wear them in public. Like swimsuits that are so tight that you have the most intense camel toe on earth, and
nice.
And like the boobs are basically like exploding out of the top. I suppose the spirit of her ninja sex ancestor awakens in her, and she fucks her boyfriend to the point where. He ends up in the hospital, and at some point, her ninja sex ancestor visits him in the hospital. I don't know how the fuck that happens, because they're supposed to be ancestors. You know, he's watching he's watching porn on his laptop. I would think a guy that went to the hospital for having too much sex would probably be tired of it. But
I know, right?
This is a pretty good sex scene. In the sex scene... The kind of stuff that they do in this hentai is, you've got like a girl that looks like something that might come out of K-On! Or something. Actually, she kind of looks like Azusa from K-On! A little bit, but with like massive, ooh. Massive tits, like huge.
Okay.
And there's they do a lot of like like I don't know how to describe it aside from two girls like rubbing their nipples together, and they do like super close ups of that. That's something that I really haven't seen too often in hentai or porn in general. No. Girls rubbing their nipples specifically like on each other, but this is a really well done hentai in terms of like the sex scenes, and there's a lot of sex in it. It's not like, you know, there's one or two sex scenes an episode. There's probably four or five sex scenes every 30 minutes. And they're about, I don't know, they're four or five minutes long each. So you're about 80% of the anime is sex, which is what most people want out of a hentai, you know, even though it kind of makes sense that the whole sex ninja ancestor thing kind of makes sense now after the fact. But I would honestly check this one out. It's actually one of the best hentais I think I've seen. I'm not sure how I heard about it, but it has a really good variety of sex scenes. I mean, it's got some fetish stuff in it. It's got some lesbian action, some threesomes, you know, some one-on-one, and obviously the ninja sex scene's kind of a gangbang, actually, even though she ends up taking them on. I don't know. I think I'd have to give it. I mean, it's censored, so I guess I can't give it a 5. But I'd probably give it 4 ninja sex techniques out of 5. I mean, it really is a solid anime, solid hentai. And you know, if you don't care about not having a story, I think you'd really like this one. And it's really new. It came out in 2009, so it looks like sparkly brand new, pretty much. You know, it's not like one of those old hentais where everything looks crappy and so you can't enjoy it. So, yeah, I would check it out. It's called Mizugi Kanojo, and it's a 4-episode OVA. So, definitely, it's done by Pink Pineapple, so you'll know that. So you know it'll be of some kind of quality, because Pink Pineapple's been around forever, and they know how to do their hentai, so.
I'm posting the picture of Totoro that we were discussing in the Hentai 18 Plus forum. So if you want to see it, I'm going to post it there, people.
Yes, please do. And if you're not a member of our forum yet, we've only been doing hentai episodes like one every 6 weeks, as opposed to our main episodes are once a week. So even though we have about 90 regular episodes, we've only done 15 hentai episodes, so the ratio is 1-6. And the regular episodes are clean. So if hentai is not your thing, we give you a little bit of variety, and these are of course tagged as explicit on iTunes.
But they're you're also probably here for a reason.
Yes, I think iTunes would be very pissed if we didn't tag them.
Yes.
You can only imagine. But you can also get them on our homepage at www.aaapodcast.com. And also at our podcast network, aaanetwork.org, where you can now find more than 20 podcasts that cover a range of geeky topics from anime to Magic the Gathering to comic books and general nerdy news and things like that. So come check that out at www.aaanetwork.org. It's a brand new website. All right. And I really don't have anything else to say, so short and sweet, 35 minutes.
Indeed.
So you're coming on the next episode, right, Roko?
Yep, I'll be on the next episode, and I'll have a couple animes to review too from the last season.
Oh boy, I'll have one as well. So we hope you guys.
Alrighty.
We hope you guys enjoyed our hentai pairings, and have a good night.
Have a sexy evening with your sausage.
With your sausage. Or your buns. Or both. Or both. Or both. Or both. Or both.